Rebuilding Trust with Yourself After Trauma. A science-backed guide to healing self-trust and emotional safety. Trauma doesn't just affect how you feel about the world, it changes how you feel about yourself. One of the most common and painful after effects of trauma is the loss of self-trust. You may question your instincts, second-guess decisions, or feel disconnected from your own inner voice. This loss of self-trust is not a flaw. It is a learned response rooted in survival. When trauma occurs, especially in situations where you felt powerless, ignored, or unsafe, the nervous system adapts to protect you, even if that means doubting yourself. The good news is this: self-trust can be rebuilt. Science shows that the brain and nervous system are capable of healing, relearning safety, and restoring confidence from the inside out. This article explores how trauma disrupts self-trust, what research says about recovery, and the proven benefits of rebuilding trust with yourself. What is self-trust? Self-trust is the ability to listen to your internal signals, believe your perceptions, make decisions without excessive doubt, feel emotionally safe within yourself. It is not about being perfect. It is about knowing that you can respond to life with care, awareness, and self-support. When trauma occurs, self-trust often weakens, not because you failed, but because trusting yourself once felt unsafe. How trauma breaks. Self-trust. Trauma disrupts the nervous system. Trauma activates the brain's survival response. The amygdala becomes hyper-alert, while the prefrontal cortex, responsible for reasoning and reflection, becomes less active. Research shows this imbalance can lead to heightened fear responses, difficulty accessing intuition, chronic self-doubt, emotional reactivity or shutdown. When the brain is focused on survival, trust takes a back seat. Trauma teaches you to override your instincts. Many people experience trauma in environments where their feelings were dismissed, their boundaries were ignored. Speaking up led to punishment or rejection. Over time, the nervous system learns that trusting yourself leads to danger. As a result, people begin to rely on external validation instead of internal guidance. This pattern is common in trauma survivors, and it is reversible. Signs trauma has impacted your self-trust. You may be rebuilding self-trust if you second-guess decisions long after making them, seek reassurance for even small choices, feel disconnected from your intuition, doubt your memories or emotions, feel unsafe being alone with your thoughts, overanalyze interactions. These signs are not weaknesses. They are protective adaptations. The science of rebuilding self-trust. Neuroplasticity makes healing possible. Neuroplasticity is the brain's ability to reorganize itself based on repeated experiences. Trauma may shape neural pathways, but it does not lock them in place. Studies show that trauma-informed practices can strengthen prefrontal cortex activity, calm the fear response, improve emotional regulation, restore internal confidence. The brain learns self-trust through consistent safety, not pressure. Self-trust begins with safety, not confidence. Many people try to rebuild self-trust by forcing confidence. Research shows this doesn't work long-term. Self-trust grows when the nervous system feels safe. Emotions are acknowledged, not judged. Small decisions are honored. Self-compassion replaces self-criticism. Healing is about relationship, not performance. practical ways trauma recovery restores self-trust. 1. Learning to listen to your body again. The body holds important information. Trauma can disconnect you from physical sensations, making intuition feel unreliable. Practices like gentle mindfulness and body awareness help rebuild this connection by teaching the nervous system it is safe to notice sensations again. 2. Making small, low-risk choices. Self-trust rebuilds through repetition. Research shows that honoring small decisions strengthens confidence over time. Examples: choosing rest when tired, saying no without explanation, noticing what feels calming, trusting your pace. Each small act reinforces safety. 3. Replacing self-criticism with self-compassion. Self-criticism keeps the nervous system in threat mode. Self-compassion activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which supports healing. Studies show that self-compassion practices reduce anxiety, improve emotional resilience, increase self-trust, support trauma recovery. 4. Reframing mistakes as information. Trauma often teaches people that mistakes are dangerous. Healing reframes mistakes as data, not proof of failure. When mistakes feel safe, growth becomes possible. Benefits of rebuilding self-trust after trauma. Research shows that restoring self-trust leads to reduced anxiety and hypervigilance, clearer boundaries, healthier relationships, improved decision-making, stronger emotional regulation, increased self-esteem, greater sense of identity. When you trust yourself, you no longer need to scan the world for safety. You become it. Why self-trust is central to trauma healing. Trauma recovery is not just about processing the past. It is about restoring your relationship with yourself. Self-trust is the foundation that allows emotional safety, authentic expression, healthy connection, inner stability. Without self-trust, healing feels fragile. With it, healing becomes sustainable. You can return to the audio anytime if you'd like to listen again. If this supported you today, come join me at zenfulhabits.com and across social media. Let's keep growing, gently, together.